You're listening to Mucho Culture Radio, Community Voices.
My name is Amadou Kienu. I am a griot master drummer from Burkina Faso, West Africa. And I start my music with my dad, Baba Kienu. He was like one of my mentor and my teacher, everything. And my dad gave me everything. And I get a chance to learn my music and everything with that big family in Burkina Faso. And usually we don't have a music school and or griots like a history tellers, you know. And those people conserve the culture, the oral culture and tradition, and sharing with the people like a population, or singing for the key for the queen of the village or for every single places they're going, and keeping that oral culture and sharing with the people. And I get that chance to learn my music with that family. And my father, like a Baba Kienu, he's the one like give me everything. And today, and I'm taking my music and to all the worlds, like everywhere I'm going, and it's everywhere in this world here. And today, based in Toronto, in Canada, and where I have my school, my drum school, teaching and performing every single places, and doing my music and sharing with every single audience in this world and this city in every places. It's like part of my mission, and I really thank God for it. And that's what I was talking about, like being here today at Halifax. That's an amazing festival, like AfriFest. I really participate like five or 6 years ago now, and always being here, because that festival really take us to Africa, and that festival remind us and being like African, and I respect our culture and being really African, because it's only one time in the year, and a lot of people are meeting here now. That's like some place all African can come together. And for me, when I came first time, I saw that festival, I said, no, that's a really festival I really want to be. And keeping and showing my audience how I'm doing and show them like my music, my culture. AfriFest, that's a festival, and George with his team and making and doing here in Halifax. I'm so proud of them. That's why I'm here and coming to perform with my band and enjoying the time here too. But you see, we say before you grow up, and you have to start from somewhere. You have to start from something. And AfriFest here, the AfriFestival here, what they're doing, and starting slowly. And I believe that festival will be big. And we need more sponsors. They need more encouragement. They need more like people will really check and push them to make those things happen. Because the festival here, and you see a lot of people walking, they come, they stand, and they watch, they participate, and they're doing, that's what they need it, you know. And they work hard in the weekday, and the weekend is the summer, and the summertime they're going out to have fun. And that festival get a lot of people together. And for me, leaving sometimes some big festival to some small festival, it's not because they crown sometimes, but it is how people respect our culture. Like this year in Toronto, and I had like, I put 1,000 drummers, like Jimmy Fuller, we call Jimmy Fuller like 1,000, to break that Guinness World Record. And that was amazing experience. And after that, I performed with my band and being around with a lot of big artists and performing, sharing my culture. I hope one day and hear like heritage, like and your government and people living here will really help people like being like other ambassador to do their culture, to do their music, do their job. That's what we needed in here, and make sure like everybody respect our culture and understand, because we need some people doing that job. And I know you people living here in Halifax really set that job, and we are all like the ambassador of that culture here. People watching, people sponsoring, people doing all the job of marketing and artists, everybody's a part of that. I am glad today and traveling all over like places showing my music. This year in June, I was really honored for my country and getting like order of a medal, order of a merit from Burkina Faso, and being one of the big artists African artists living in Canada and sharing a culture with the people from Burkina Faso too.
Hi everyone, I'm Habiba Cooper Jallo from Toronto, living in Halifax. I'm currently attending the Halifax AfriFest African Music Festival. And I'm here because it's a fantastic event. It happens every year. The African community, the black community in Halifax, we come out and we showcase our lovely culture through song, through dance. And we had the Burundi Ramesha drummers. They were one of my favorite acts. They were fantastic. So I really appreciated that they showed us their traditional Burundian culture with drumming, with dancing, with a lot of jumps. It was formidable. The audience has been loving it, you know. They've been dancing, they've been eating, they've been buying a lot of products. I think the audience loves it because there's nothing in Halifax like this, really. This is sort of the only thing of its kind. So we need more AfriFest. AfriFest should get more support, I think, even more financial support, because the Halifax community loves it. They can't wait for it, you know. They drink it up every year, every summer. Yeah.
My name is Irene Kuhirwa. I'm from Uganda, and I'm really enjoying the African Cultural Festival. It's down here at the waterfront. It's great fun. I've seen the Haitian group and the Kenyan acrobats. They're fantastic. Burundi drummers. Woo! We are just having fun. You can tell.
I love it so much because it's like normally you are home by yourself, but when you come here you meet all kinds of people from other countries that you don't know. But your drums are like, when you go like ging 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 ging, I'm like yeah.
Awesome, amazing. There's so much spirit here, so much life. So many cultures coming together to dance, celebrate Africa. You know, the Burundian dancers and drummers and dancers, the Ghanaians here supporting the Nigerians, the Kenyans, the lovely food from Mary's Cuisine. You know, it goes on. And the spirit that is in here, it's just invigorating. I love it. I like to bring people together and build culture. And this is something that strikes a big chord in me, because that's how we can break racial barriers and work together to bring about unity. And supporting not only ourselves, but people back home who need our support and encouragement. So come on out and see for yourself.
Have a good time with Mucho Cultural Radio.